Hi, I'm Penny Mallory, and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. These are a series of short podcasts that are aimed at helping you to start thinking differently, doing things differently, so you can achieve the success you desire. You're welcome to give me feedback or ideas for other episodes. So reach me through my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or on Instagram, mallory.penny. This episode is Comfort Zone. This is something I feel very passionately about because I know it has such a massive impact on people when they can step outside of their comfort zone. Society conditions us, of course, to believe that there should be no discomfort in life, and that when we're uncomfortable, we feel things are terribly wrong. We resist anything that feels uncomfortable. But the reverse is actually true. Things that make us feel uncomfortable can be the very things that challenge us, make us stronger, and build confidence and self-esteem. And when we build confidence in ourselves, we feel happier. You experience various emotions and moods, good ones and not so good ones. You know how far down you can fall before you crumble, and you know how good you can feel before you start to feel uncomfortable. Your comfort zone is a behavioural space where your activities and behaviours fit a routine and a pattern that minimises stress and risk. It provides a state of mental security. You benefit in obvious ways with lower anxiety and reduced stress. And most people bob around in their comfortable, predictable, safe bubble of life where the outcome of most things can be predicted. Although we may not be conscious of it, we take part in everyday activities where we can predict the outcome of things because that gives us stability. We like it. When the outcome of most things we do is acceptable, danger is avoided along with the risk of criticism. This bubble is your comfort zone. Whilst in your comfort zone, you experience the manageable highs and lows of life, the pleasures and the pains. You might not always feel good, but you can handle what you're feeling. And the same goes for the good feelings. You operate in a zone which is manageable and comfortable. Your zone that is comfortable and safe and where you feel at ease. And that's where you like to stay. People might poke their heads out of this bubble every so often just to see what excitement lies there. But chances are they'll dive straight back into their comfort zone where it's warm and cozy and comfortable and predictable. And why wouldn't they? You might drive a racing car for a birthday present, push yourself out of your comfort zone, but chances are you'll retreat quickly back as soon as you can. A comfort zone is really a state of relative comfort that creates a steady level of performance. Doing the same thing every day, of course, will produce the same results every day. As long as you live in your comfort zone, you can't really progress and make leaps and bounds of advancement and success in much at all. In order to maximise performance, however, we need a state of relative anxiety, a space where our stress levels are slightly higher than normal. This space is called optimal anxiety, and it's just outside of our comfort zone. Too much anxiety and you may become too stressed to be productive and your performance might drop off. The idea of optimal anxiety isn't new. Anyone who's ever pushed themselves to get to the next level or accomplish something knows that when you really challenge yourself, you can surprise yourself with pretty amazing results. Your comfort zone is a natural state that most people trend towards. Leaving this zone means increased risk and anxiety, but it can help you to achieve positive results. So I think you need to start getting comfortable feeling uncomfortable. Even when you start to exercise, you'll feel a level of discomfort at first, but it's all part of the strengthening process. When you learn something new, like a change in your golf swing, you'll feel stressed and anxious because it just feels wrong. Because there can be significant pain when you move outside of this comfort zone, you tend to avoid going there. Fall below your lowest threshold, rock bottom or lower, or push yourself above your comfortable ceiling, and you start to learn a great deal about yourself. But it hurts because you're not used to it and you don't know how to handle it. It's usually the fear of the unknown that will prevent you from exploring anywhere outside your comfort zone. But until you go there, out of this zone, you will never know what you're capable of. And I think that's a big tragedy. I've never met a world-class performer who trains or works or thinks or behaves in an easy, comfortable zone. They spend their life pushing and discovering and failing and picking themselves up and developing and innovating and trying and messing up again and just constantly creating outside their comfort zone, because that is where they'll discover the edge they need, the difference they seek, the things that will set them apart from their competition. It's only outside your comfort zone that you will find out what you're really made of, what your limits are, and what hidden depths of ability you have. I know it can be really daunting to push yourself outside this comfortable zone of yours to experience new feelings, new emotions, new challenges, but I really urge you to give it a go and find out what you're made of. I know you will impress yourself. You are going to discover a whole new world of feelings and emotions that you can cope with, and you will discover abilities and power and greatness you didn't even know you had, and it's such a great feeling. To get what you want, you will have to step into an uncomfortable place to discover ways of achieving your goal. Everything you desire is just outside your comfort zone. If it wasn't, you'd already have it. Start getting comfortable feeling uncomfortable. For more information about my keynotes, workshops and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or Instagram, mallory.penny.